All right, everybody, this is what's going on. On Monday, August 23rd, all of you are going to show up. You're going to tell your family, your kin, your next of kin, your relatives, your friends, the people you were friends with in college but no longer talk to. All of those people are going to come here to the Hungry Brain at 2319 West Belmont for the You, Me, Them, Everybody Super Fun Special Sock Hop Dance Party Fundraiser. What does that mean? Well, we have great prizes to raffle off. What do we have, Esmeralda?
Hot dogs.
We have hot dogs. That is the best place to get encased meats in the city of Chicago, if not the Midwest, if not the world. What else do we have?
Permanent Records.
Permanent Records. That's the most hip indie record store ever. It's in Ukrainian Village. I love that place. What else do we got?
Comedians You Should Know.
Comedians You Should Know. That's insane. That's the best Wednesday night showcase. You know what else, Merle? I didn't even tell you this. We got Riot Comedy. Riot Comedy, Chicago Joe's down the street. They're amazing.
Oh, my.
Did I tell you we got Red Bar as well? Red Bar, the comedy club. Everybody's talking about. Reader says it's the best comedy club in the city. Saturday and Sunday, we got that. No, I changed that. We got Friday and Saturday. Sunday, you need to rest because of all that great comedy you're going to see. What
amazing.
Else we got?
Amazing.
What else we got, Merle?
Bottom Lounge.
Bottom Lounge. Well, that's a great venue in the West Loop. We got three tickets to three different shows. That's enough for you and your friends and the friends you might potentially meet. What else we got, Merle?
Bucket of Blood.
Bucket of Blood. Well, that's metal. And if you like metal, you need gift certificates because you might not have a lot of friends. And you know what? If you go to Bucket of Blood, you're going to get a lot of friends because that's how great that store is. What else do we got?
Odd Obsessions.
Odd Obsessions. Well, that's just the best place in the city to find films. That's not a lie. What
and
else we got?
More.
We got more? That's insane. I'm going to kill myself from all of this joy that's producing in my stomach right now.
Don't do that, because then you won't be able to come.
Come where?
To the thing. Super fun special sock hop
that's
dance
right.
party.
August 23rd, Monday, August 23rd. Be there, be square, blah, blah, blah. Please come. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Here's the show.
Juggalos, a congregation. Because we all go to the dark carnival in the end, my ninjas, my juggalettes. We will all find ourselves lost on the fairgrounds when the Joker's carts are unleashed. We will be the force that drives them. And anyone that ever told us we were unworthy and unwanted, everyone who ignored you and abandoned you to poverty and ridicule will enter the clown's mouth all the same. In the end, my friends, my family, we will all meet the ringmaster. His skeleton made from the bones of the baby bird you killed when you were seven. His voice, the deep lull of every time you coveted so strongly you thought your chest would implode. His skin, a screen of your every sin stretched taut over the mass of your every lie, and he will look upon you and judge. But a worthy ninja isn't stopped in the tent of the ringmaster. There's more to a juggalo's ascent to heaven than that. Next, in the darkest room your soul has ever known, you will find a child's toy with a faded question mark painted on the lid. Inside is the tiny clown. Small puppet of Anubis who will judge your soul the way he has weighed the hearts of the Egyptians. You will turn the crank, and you will fill the room with the lullaby of the afterlife, and when he emerges from his petite box, his slender prison, he will show you either the healing light of the Lord or the mists of hellfire and strip your sanity from your young mind and send you spiraling into the flames, singing all the way, "Pop goes the reason." If you pass this test, my brothers, as I know you will, you will get the chance to meet the great Milenko. Now, who here can honestly say they have not been tempted by the great illusionist and necromancer in all of our souls? Tempting us to stray from the path of the Lord, spinner of false realities, he will whisper into your maggot-ridden ear and pull gently on your soul to follow him into greed and lust and damnation. But you must be stronger than the great Milenko, even though his power is vast. You must not be drawn into temptation. You must, my juggalos, walk on into the arms of Jake the Sinister and Jack the Just, and have a seat, and watch them juggle balls of flesh and blood for your fate. If Jake should falter, if one of the balls of your physical shell should slip from his fingers, then your soul will tumble with it and understand, my ninjas, that Jack will do anything in his power to make his brother falter. This is an exercise of faith. You must believe in yourself. in your soul, in the dark carnival, in the purity of Jake. There is no standing ovation at the end of this performance, not a single clap. Only the silence, the wraith, brings in his wake when he greets you. The end of the dead juggalo's long journey, the wraith will say nothing to you. Only show you the door he guards with your final destination. And what do you say, juggalos? Will it be the hell pit that awaits you? Will you join in the other impure in the heart of flames? Or will you join me, my brothers, in the land of Shangri-La? Let us bow our heads. When I die, show no pity. Send my soul to Juggalo City. Bury my body. Two hatches at my feet. Put two hatchets on my chest. And tell my homies I did my best. Down with the clown till I'm dead in the ground. Amen.
So much. My name is Seth. I run a group called Homeroom that is a nonprofit group that puts together events just like this one. I'm really happy to see all of you guys here, and I just want to say a few things about what we're going to do tonight before we get started. I really want to thank Jenny and Derek and George and Fred for putting this all together. I'm really excited about it. I think it's a really good time for us to all learn about something like Juggalos and ITV. I should mention that we're here to learn, we're here to listen. So if you have a really urgent conversation or something, the patio's open till 11. You can take your drinks out there. You can smoke out there. Please don't take drinks out the front. We have Faygo cocktails for $4. The menu on the cards, and we're going to be coming around with a donation basket later, because we're a nonprofit. We have a long way to go to cover our Faygo overhead. There's a mailing list. We do events like this all the time. We're going to be doing a lecture series called 101. This is the first in our fall semester, and we're going to be here the second Tuesday of every month with different lectures about really interesting stuff like this. So please come back. So thanks, Brandon, of You, Me, Them, Everybody. He's the guy that puts us all together every Monday and Tuesday every week. He's going to come up later and tell you more about what he does. Thanks, Dan, best bartender in Chicago. We're going to have two lectures tonight. The first one is going to be a little bit more groundwork, giving you guys some of the facts that you need to know to understand the universe of ICP, to understand the Dark Carnival, to understand the Juggalo culture, to understand what happens at the gathering. We're going to have a lecture, and we're going to show some videos, some documentary footage, and get to know the Juggalos a little bit more personally through some interviews and some real footage. So our first lecturer is Jenny Benevento. She's officially trained as a librarian and a historian. She's interested in why groups believe weird things, especially the evangelical pop culture. In 2006, her Foucauldian analysis of Juggalos posted on her personal blog became the best thing she'd ever written overnight. And as a result, she's been immersed in Juggalo culture ever since, even uniting Juggalos and Juggalettes through the comment threads on her website. I'd like to hear more about that. J-Date? Let's talk. I think this can happen. This is a good income stream.
Not a nonprofit.
Side project, Jenny. You gotta think big. In October, she's gonna inaugurate something called National ICP Listening Month, or NIPL, or NIPL, I assume. Listening to only ICP for one whole month. Join her. You can read all about it on her blog, which is called jennyjenny.org. Jenny, put that on your RSS feed immediately. And also Twitter, ICPLIMO, right? ICP Limo. Think about it as a limo. Think about it like a limo. Like you're taking a limo down to the gathering. That's how you remember it. So catch up. I'm going to join Twitter just so I can join in. That's October. All of October, whole month ICP. So without further ado, let me introduce our first lecturer, Jenny Benevento.
Yeah!
Just talked about, I'm going to explain. None of that was really imagery that involved
what jugglers talk about in these six Joker cards. So, I guess what I'm talking about tonight is very much the facts, the brass tacks. If you have any questions, if I use some jargon, please raise your hand, yell out, I don't care. But basically, it's about why we should care. Next slide. It'd be very academic. The first rule of the ICT lecture is that we're not going to talk about the quality of the music.
Why not?
I don't care what you think.
Yeah!
Most of you are here. I'm going to assume most of you have... How many of you have heard Miracles? How many of you have heard more than five ICP songs outside of tonight? Much smaller, but louder crowd, awesome. So basically, I think the majority of you here have an opinion already about what you think of ICP's music, and that's not why you're here. You're here because of the community that gets around it. You should be here because of the crazy amount of money they make, and how their crowd is only getting larger in a time when record sales are generally going down. Sure, I'd love to. I didn't know this record dance.
Did you see the spin better now?
Yeah!
how they're being used as a business model for other businesses, and generally in a time where irony is king, how they really are intensely interested in sincerity. So, the first thing you should know is that they are the best and most profitable and longest reigning independent rock band of all time. Yeah, let that sink in. So they've been around for 20 years. They do everything independently. Literally any merchandise you buy from Magic Gear, the official ICP store, is made in their warehouse in Ferndale in Michigan. So they have people sewing those shirts and caps and everything there. It's no sweatshop labor. They have over 10 gold and platinum albums. They frequently debut at number one or number in the top five of Billboard charts. There's documentaries that they produce about themselves. They have a huge DVD empire, including feature films, period westerns, festivals, the Gathering of the Juggalos, their annual festival is the 11th year. It gets over 10,000 attendees, and it's in the middle of nowhere, so that's pretty impressive. They have their own wrestling league, which is very popular, and an energy beverage, comic books, basically anything you could possibly sell. I guess I'm going to back up a little bit in case there's any really new ICP fans in the house. So basically, they're a band from Detroit. There have been extra members, but the two major members are Violet J and Shaggy Two Dope. They're from the mean streets of Detroit. They say southwestern Detroit, but in fact are a little bit suburban. But that doesn't mean it's less scary. not to bring you down with your Faygo cocktails, but Violet J actually was molested, and that does go through a lot of his songs. A lot of the killings in their songs, which, like, you'll know of them as a violent band. They talk about killing people with hatchets all the time. A lot of it is killing really evil people, like child molesters or, you know, rapists or wife beaters. So not necessarily something I can get behind, but... their followers are juggalos and juggalettes. That's from one of their songs, The Juggla. And basically they have six CDs that we'll be going through, which they call the Joker cards, and those will unleash the apocalypse slash explain the Dark Carnival. The Dark Carnival is their mythology, their Christian or theist, depending on who you are and what you believe, theology about the universe and where we go when we die. So they've been around, like I said, they've been around for 20 years. They have 23 albums out. They have the longest running Billboard hip hop album of all time.
I'm sorry, can you say
sure. 23 albums. 20 years, that's like, I mean, some of those are like, you know, some compilation, like every band has some, you know, compilation type stuff. And that does not include Psychopathic Records, which is their record house where they have about 10 bands at a time who they release records for. And I mean, I guess for me, it's easy to say they're kind of a joke band, but yeah, how many joke bands have 23 records that deal with pedophilia and wife beating in a way that says they're negative, and has a consistent crowd, and also, I mean, just can boast that sort of a fun atmosphere at all their concerts. That was to me why I couldn't just laugh it off. I wanted to learn more. You know, if most bands turn Christian, their followers leave, right? And so I think if you have a horrorcore rap outfit and your followers do not leave when you start talking about God, that's impressive. What's going on there? In the time when record sales are going down, they sort of focus people on merchandise and events and meeting with their fans. And in fact, there's some business writing out there, some articles about how we should use the term juggalo. I don't think this will catch on, but the idea is that we should use the term juggalo as like an intense branding term, like I'm a juggalo about Chevys, or I'm a juggalo. So into you that like they're gonna go tell their friends and they're gonna dress up like a fucking clown, literally, and you know go out. And so I think that you know because of this like earnestness and seriousness of their band, the other rule I'm gonna say tonight, at least for me, is I'm not gonna make fun of juggalos. All the juggalos I've met are awesome people. They're very nice, they're extremely inclusive, they're incredibly sincere, and they've only been nice to me and offered me drugs, so. we're getting that. So, their fans tend to be suburban and urban. They have a very anti-redneck policy. They sing about it all the time, they call them chickens. But a lot of rural people who hate their surroundings and want to move out are big fans. It's outcasts. Violet J calls them people who are bored at their job. And I guess the best way I think I've heard it described that makes sense to me is Jeremy from Pearl Jam's Jeremy would be a juggalo if he were alive today. What you get when you grow up listening to both metal, like your Alice Cooper and your Ice Cube. It's just a combination of those things. And I think like, we think of it as, how did a band get together and become a Christian clown rap outfit? And I think that seems really random, but I think if you think about bands that have done a lot of the things they're doing for only single parts, it's pretty easy. So obviously there's some horrorcore in all of those bands. There's tons of bands that use makeup. And oddly, a lot of these people are from Michigan. So, I mean, if you think about it, that's really kind of interesting. The community aspect where you'll travel to shows is very evident there. Themed rap, as much as you don't like to admit it, the idea of a kung fu rap band is equally ridiculous. and they do a lot of, I mean, like ODB raps on albums, on ICP albums. So. And like the band really thinks of themselves as a moral influence to their culture, and really likes to give tips to their people, and they're all about having a party, having a ton of fun, and that's their biggest defense. Like anyone asks them a serious question about like what kind, you know, you talk about killing people with hatchets, they say, you know what, we're having a ton of fun, and that's actually it's really kind of hard to refute. Like they are having a ton of fun, they're not hurting anyone. Why is that bad? And that's very evident. Andrew WK's work. The big thing you need to know, which might be confusing when you only listen to one or two songs like Miracles, is that they're heavily themed and heavily concept album. They have a 6-album set that is one story. I mean, that's an intense commitment.
Did they release all 6 of those successively, or did they sort of get filtered into them?
All of them are whole works, stand by themselves. In between the last two... before the last two, they released 2 albums that were sort of, you know, B-sides, random tracks. Yeah. So, but yeah, they were 6 in a row. It was the first through fourth album, and then the fifth and sixth are just random stuff, and then the seventh and eighth are that. And then they have an eighth album, The Tempest, which is not related to the Dark Carnival at all, and the ninth album is Bang Pow Boom, which was last year's album, and that does involve a character that is in the Dark Carnival, but the Dark Carnival is technically over. Okay, sorry.
Do you know if those were all recorded or conceptualized at the same time?
Well, it's kind of like Mormonism. I've never said that on the stage. Violent J says they were a non-clown rap act before they released the albums. They were a local rap act, and they said that Violent J had a dream, and sort of God came to him and said, have a clown band. I mean, the idea is, I think for that, they defeated them. But if you literarily criticize them, they are pretty consistent. Like, they all pretty much hint at the last album. And in the last album, he does very much specifically say, I mean, literally, in the lyric says, you know, we've been talking about this the whole time. And it's not like one of those revisionist history things. Like, they've been talking about it the whole time. Keep going. So yeah, they have a lot of characters that are recurrent and themes that are recurrent. Their first album is The Carnival of Carnage. Basically, all songs in and of themselves, the majority of ICP songs are a story within the song. So some aren't. Miracles sort of tells you a moral, but usually they're one whole story with beginning, middle, and end. An example off the last album is To Catch a Predator. Which is, I mean, it's about Violet J luring predators to his house as a child, pretending he's a child and throwing them with hatchets. So, I mean, it's a whole story, it's a moral, you know what's going on, it's very literal. There are six Joker cards, like I said. Each of the Joker cards gave sort of secret codes about the next one, kind of like Lost would. So jugglers would try and figure out what the next album would be or what the theme would be. Because they're all very distinctly themed. And all of them have an intro, which is usually like a skit, like traditional rap albums, where they'll talk about what you should be getting from this album, what the moral part in the Dark Carnival is. So the first one is Carnival of Carnage. It comes out in 1992. It's about ghetto life, inner city, tough times. It's very gangsta, you know, it's very traditional. It has a song called The Juggla, J-U-G-G-L-A. When touring in Detroit for this album, Bob J on stage goes, "Hi, you guys are jugglos," and it stuck. So that's where they come with the term. There has been some discussion that people think it is related to jigaboo, and it's an offensive term. But from my research, it doesn't seem like that's true. I think it was sort of a spur of the moment thing. I don't think that they really planned that out. Next slide. Oh, no, back. Okay. So, the Carnival of Carnage is just getaway. Ringmaster is 1994. It tells you about the Ringmaster who's the overseer of the Dark Carnival. He decides your fate, whether you go to Shangri-La, which is heaven, or Hell's Pit, which is obviously hell. And just all the songs, while they're stories in and of themselves, they all lead you to this story about the Ringmaster and who he is and how he's going to judge you. Or let you go to the one place or the other. Real Box, 95, is a jack in the box, which shows you the consequences of your actions. So if you do a horrible thing, he's going to tell you where you're going to go. So all the songs are about this. There's a ton of anti-chicken songs on this album that are anti-rednecks, anti-wife beating. So next slide. Greg Malenko is probably the album, if you are familiar with the, you might know, is their most popular album. It I think is almost 2 million sold at this time. And this was released in 97, it's still continuously selling. It got them kicked off the Disney label. Yeah! And at that point they realized, like, hey, we've been doing all this stuff for our albums already, why don't we just do this independently? So it's sort of when they went independent. Slash guest stars, Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols guest stars, and Alice Cooper does the intro which I think was especially for them. So it's basically, it's their rock album. It's the least rap of all their albums. It's very anti-organized religion, televangelist. It has like Billy Graham quotes in it, samples. It's just, it, and the Great Malenko is that guy. It's released in four different colors. Each of them tell you one word of what the next album will be. So that's like one of the secret codes. But the Great Malenko is an illusionist and a necromancer, and he tricks people into sinning by showing them illusions of anything that would make them greedy or hedonistic. So all the songs, I mean, these are, again, the songs that you would most likely associate with, like, incredible sinning that ICP has done. And it's definitely still the best-selling album in what they're known for. So yeah, the Amazing Jekyll Brothers, these two are like their big albums, and they're both sort of sides of the same coin. Jekyll Brothers is the more hardcore, the most rap album, especially since the Gangsta album, it's 99. Jekyll is good, he's the just, and Jack Jekyll is the bad, and Jekyll and Hyde, obviously. Jake juggles balls of blood and flesh, and anytime you sin, Jack gives him more balls to juggle. So, basically, you know, it's how you're going to descend into hell, is that if Jake the Just has too many balls to juggle in your case, you go into hell's pit. Snoop and ODB and Ice-T all played on this album, although ODB, well, paid a sum of money that sometimes ranges from $1,000 to $30,000, it's unclear how much he was actually made, came in and was too fucked up to actually do anything and just started shouting about bitches. But they made it into a song, which is actually a very good song. And it's very funny, but it's often cited as one of their, like, super anti-women songs, but, like, the story behind it is they were like, oh, I hate this guy. They have 19 Circles of Hell, and each song is sort of about one of those circles. So in between this time, they take sort of a break, they release a couple of albums that are just extra hits, and then comes The Wraith. The Wraith is one album, well, it's two albums, but they say it's one Joker card. It's one Joker card with two sides, Heaven and Hell. So Hell's Pit actually comes out first, but it's not as interesting. It's sort of, actually, do you have the next slide when you come back? So it's, I mean, presumably what you would think, it's all about hell, a very traditional hell. It's about both members of ICP dying, what they're going to see in hell, horrible things, how you don't want to go there, very moralistic. And it's actually the first time anyone does a video in HD 3D. So at the same time, they're pouring a lot of money into their technology, and they're leading sort of the music industry and that sort of thing, which is a little bit not what I would have thought. Shangri-La is kind of where the bottom hits for a lot of jugglers. Some jugglers don't like to talk about Shangri-La because they don't want to believe this band is religious. But it is the last Joker card, and it tells you that heaven and God is the message. Extremely clearly. I don't know how much clearer they could go from here. Yeah, so I mean, these are some lyrics. When we speak of Shangri-La, what do you think we mean? Truth is, we follow God. We've always been behind him. The carnival is God. May jugglers find him. And then they repeat, may all jugglers find them, like 100 times. And then they say, we're not sorry if we tricked you. Which I think is awesome. We're not sorry we tricked you into buying the albums of Christian band. So I think they tried to backpedal a little bit to be like, we're not really that religious. But Bon Jovi to this day will still say, like, I don't mind that people think we're a religious band. You know, I follow God, I'm into God. It's a good force in people's lives. But most of the songs on this album are very clearly, you should aim for heaven. Every song we've ever sung about is about punishing bad people and giving good people into heaven. So, basically, I mean, I think that, I'm interested in them because they're extremely sincere. And they're really interested in fun, and if you go to an event, they are totally. And I think you can say shitty music, again, I don't care if you like it or don't like it. But it's not unthought of music. It's not music that someone hasn't put a lot of time into crafting. A lot of literary references into, and a lot of time into making the merchandise of. I mean, it would be really easy for them to cash out, send the stuff to China or Taiwan, and then have it just sold in Hot Topic. But they choose to do this independent thing. They choose to do stuff in their own community. And I think that's interesting, and I think that more independent bands don't really know that. I mean, I think if you put a different name on this band, and I told you all these independent awesome things they did, you would be like, where can I sign up to see that band, you know? And there's this movement, which is called the New Sincerity Movement, in literary criticism and music. And it's usually associated with people like Devendra Bartman and John Newsome and Bill Oldham and Connor Oberst. And I think ICP is the leading edge of the New Sincerity Movement, because they are anti-irony and anti-cynicism. And so I challenge you to listen to ICP in a constructive way, not one song by one song, but by album, and listen to those references. And because they are Halloween and Hallowicked themed, I'm choosing to make October National ICP Listening Month, where I will listen to only ICP for an entire month and blog about it. But I would love if you joined me. I will be talking about it on my blog, which is jenny.org, that's J-E-N-N-Y. And it's, National Novel Writing Month is now Limo. It's ICP Limo. Okay, Limo. I like Limo, because we're rolling that way. That's how we roll. I think you should join me. And if you have any questions, we're definitely taking questions at the end. Or just shoot me an email. And if you search for Jenny and Juggalo, I'm the top hit, so pretty easy. I think I'm the second hit for Foucault and Juggalo, so choose your search term wisely. and I think we're going to get to Derek, who's going to tell you a little bit more about what Juggalos look like. Go ahead, you. There's a lot of poetry. There's, Dante obviously, Circles of Hell. Anyone who's really written an old-timey, I think not recent, but older references is hugely influenced. I think in terms of musical stuff, it's more, your Prince or Michael Jackson. But it's generally, Sherlock Holmes-y, that era of.
I know the Dante stuff.
I mean, they've clearly chosen to call things the things they call them because they're references. It's not accidental. I don't think that it's, super, they've got someone who's got, an MA in the back or something. But,
for someone who likes to read.
Right. No, I definitely think they have someone who likes, I definitely think they like to read. I don't think you could construct this sort of extensive narrative if you did not have some interest, but yeah, there's tons of biblical references, but it would definitely be that Poe era of references. Yeah.
So when we talk about Christianity in America today, mm-hmm. And things like the city going to hell, consequences for your actions, etc., where do they stand on more sort of social rights, do gay girls go to hell?
No.
Okay. So you actually
In addition to their songs, and I think Derek might talk about this a little bit, but because they get accused of some crazy person who has an ICP album kill someone, they have numerous times come out publicly, in addition to their songs, to say we are anti-bigot, we are anti-anyone. And one of them...
Is this sort of the anti-redneck thing then?
Yeah, no, that's definitely what it is. It's an anti-bigot thing, and which is funny, hating bigots is so funny. Because that's sort of the situation that Bonnet grew up in. He's very, very against any sort of, and they're the most inclusive people I think I've ever met. So yeah, because they feel they're outcasts, they would never do that.
Just a quick, the Gathering video doesn't reference any sort of alcohol consumption.
Tons of jugglers do drugs. I mean, I'm sure there's some that don't. And there are official religions. I mean, he can talk about that. plays talking about being going to the gathering.
Okay.
There's definitely tons of drinking going together. There are two like juggalo churches that can marry or marry or do official ministerial things. And I don't think that any of them would say that they were against booze, but you know, that's your choice. It's not sort of the evangelical, like evil evangelical. It's more the like, hey, let's do good things. That's cool. They would never, no, organized religion, not at all. They hate organized religion. They think it's a sham to get money, which they talk about extensively. See, even more kind of juggalos than you thought you did. But they do reference Jesus a little bit, and there's definite Jesus imagery on Shaker Law.
So
it
would be a Christian narrative that they've kind of turned into their own story?
I think it's more of a Unitarian thing, like, hey, these are what some people say, this is kind of what I believe. You can interpret it kind of loosely. So, I mean, some juggalos don't believe in God at all, right? But they do believe in, like, we're a family, let's do good things, bigots are awful, you know. But then some, you know, are totally all for Jesus, definitely in a smaller proportion than you would assume. But then there are some people who are really angry that there's religious imagery at all, like, very angry. Like sending me death threats angry when I talk about it. So I mean, it's you know, we can generalize to an extent, but it's a huge group of people, so some of them don't buy into that. About $10 million a year.
Yeah.
About $10 million a year.
What,
that's on their site.
What kind of lifestyle do the two men behind all of this lead? Do they live? Do they have like cribs? Do they have huge runs?
They're pretty private. Violent J has two children, and his son, Violent JJ, has just his album drops next month, I think. So hidden, my life where I have a family and I'm a normal guy. It's definitely like they juggalos have families, they have baby gear on hatchet gear. There's been juggalo funerals. I mean it's like birth to death, like it's just what you do. It's kinda like being a reenactor, I guess, in that sense. Like you go to events, you look like this person, but you still live that ethos, but you don't look like it in the everyday life. So, I think we're gonna wait for questions till after Derek's.
Yeah, we'll have another chance to ask both Jenny and Derek some questions in a little bit. But right now, we only have one more hand for Jenny Benavente.
Hi,
that was really great. My only question is, like, can I now say that I'm down with the clown because I know all of this? Or is that? Okay, I'll work. Well, I'll be there for ACP Listening Month in October, and I hope all of you guys will be too. Can I ask Brandon, are you around? Brandon, can you come up for a second? I'm going to yap at you guys for a couple seconds or more about this homework thing that I do, but Brandon, why don't you tell us about your whole situation?
Everybody, do me a favor, make the dumbest gang sign you could think of. 1, 2, 3, I don't care. Something just broke. So, are you having fun? Are you learning anything? This is weird. I'm having a weird time. All right, this is what happens here every Monday and Tuesday. We just talk about juggalos. So what I need you to do is to sign up on our mailing lists to talk about juggalos. We're fucking doing this. This is insane. But that exists. We live in this world. fair if you're going to do this?
Yes.
Holy shit. Really? You're all here for this. I love all of you. How you doing? By the way, this is what all of the ICP fans need to hear. You're beautiful people. I like you just the way you are. That's true. But it's something for hatchet, 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 kill, 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 fuck, 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 God. Really? That's where we're at. Someone went home and were like, that guy on stage said the word cunt and I got offended. Yet you came to ICP night. Please write that Yelp review. We're going to walk around with a basket. All the money that goes into that basket goes back to Seth and the Homer people. And the Homer people are the nicest people in the world and they will never call you a cunt, unlike me. Prove me wrong, Seth.
Brandon is one of the funniest people I've ever met. He has a great podcast called You Mean Them Everybody. You should really subscribe to it. It's fantastic. He has great guests. He does it live here. Just, you know, make it a priority. I do the homeroom, which is, like I mentioned before, a thing. We do events around town. We're kicking off our fall semester. We're really excited about it. We have a series we do at Elastic Arts in Logan Square where we make songwriters play their songs for us without their bands, without their backup bands. And it's really intimate. It's fun. And then we pick their songs apart and make them cry. We do a lecture series here that I mentioned. It's called 101. It's second Tuesday of every month. We're going to have a really exciting event just around the corner, the Viaduct, about composers and composing, where we get three classical composers, three composers from the jazz world, like the guys that play around here on Sunday nights, and we're going to have them put some things together and watch that happen. So go to our website. I'm going to come around the mailing list, and if you don't put money in the basket, you have to sign a list, or you have to sign a list again. That way you can remember everything that I'm telling you. I think I'd like to introduce Derek, who, if you don't know him, Derek Erdman.
Thank you.
I didn't know of Derek's work, but I had been looking at it for years without realizing it. It was kind of all over, and the portraits of the candidates in 2008 on the cover of the Meter, those were yours, and I see the portrait odd obsessions that are riding my thighs. They hated them, huh? So you're sort of a public enemy.
No, I'm just a tracer. People think it's cheating. It's true. I have no talent whatsoever.
Let me read Derek's bio here. He was born in Ohio. He lives in Chicago, but he's moving to Seattle in 26 days. So if you want to buy any great CDs or DVDs, or also, he's selling off all of his possessions. Get in contact with him. He'll sell you a scratch CD of...
$5.
That's okay.
No, actually.
He makes a living as a painter, illustrator, and a telephone rapper under the name Mad Master Maurice. Thanks, Derek.
Appreciate it.
I bought a CD from him at Pitchfork and was scratched.
My bad.
He has a free psychic line.
24/7.
Free.
That's someone from Alabama called last night at 4:30 in the morning.
What's that?
I talked to her for a half an hour. It's all women calling about relationship advice. It's totally weird.
And you can call at any time. You should definitely go. You should get to know him before he leaves. But it's a little. It's getting really late. He did all these wonderful paintings here that you see of celebrity juggles.
Can you tell who they are? If you can we start over there?
Any guesses?
Celebrities as juggalos. We'll just call it Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm not that good of a painter. Who's the next one? Yes. He was in Lethal Weapons, right? I mean, I know it's just Lethal Weapon, but there's a bunch of them. Who's that? That one's going to be hard. Parker Posey. Way to go. I love the House of Yes. Oh, this one might be really hard, though, too.
Derek, he's gone to to the annual Juggalo gathering before, and he said he has a lot of great things that you should know about him, and like I said, you should go to his website, but tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Juggalos. Can we start by talking about this painting?
This is called The Juggalos Get Caught with the VCRs. Essentially what's happening in it is some Juggalos, well these are, you know, the Juggalos, Violent J and Shaggy Judo, and they had stolen some VCRs in their pink hatchet van, and they got caught. That's really all it is. It has no meaning other than that. What's up, ninjas? Whoop, whoop. That's so awesome. They have this. First of all, it's whoop, whoop. There's no T. I know some people get it wrong, but when I did go to the gathering last year, if you just saw someone and you would just go, like, whoop, whoop. Was maybe how magnets did actually work. And I fucking read about magnets for like 20 minutes. And I mean, I don't know how they work. I mean, they're talking about like fields, and I mean, I'm not just electromagnets, but fucking how do they work, really? I mean, I'm from Ohio, and I know some people I've talked to tonight, some just go, woo! And I know a lot of people that I talked to tonight, they said that they've known about Juggalo since 97. I had no idea, really. Like, it wasn't until about 2006, I kind of came into this self-philosophy where I wanted to live my life ridiculously. Because I think I wasn't too happy with the way things were going, so I was more like just toss myself into the ether. And this is like the most ridiculous thing in the world. But it's wonderful in a way, but it's crazy. And it's crazier than like Deadheads or like Krusty Punks, DIY people, having a compound and throwing shows. I mean, this is a movement mainly revolving in the Midwest of all of these disenfranchised people that all seem like they come from like kind of crummy backgrounds, but they're really friendly. Like, they'll take anyone. And that just, I don't think it really ever happens in groups. Because I went to a Dead show in 95 with some friends. And it's a true story. They were trying to score acid. And I didn't take that stuff because it gives me a nervous breakdown. But a girl, I was smoking a cigarette, and a girl looked at me and she said, well, can I have a cigarette? And I was like, no. And she said, you're the devil. You don't belong here. And I was like, that is really mean. So, I mean, maybe they're nice. I don't know. I would prefer to listen to maybe the Grateful Dead than ICP, but to hang around with the groups of people. When my mother called me on the phone in 2006, she had just gotten back from Pennsylvania. She drove to Pennsylvania in a car, I don't remember why, and she got a flat tire, and she said, you know, we got a flat tire on the freeway, but it's okay, some Juggalos pulled over and helped us. I said, Mom, what in the fuck are you talking about? You met some jugglers that I thought she liked? And she said, no, I mean, you don't know about Juggalos? There's this group, they wear clown makeup, and they're really into this rap, and they have jackets, and they have a hatchet man, and I was like, I have no idea about this thing. And this was just, you know, 4 years ago. And she said, you know, your cousin, Brett, is, she said, like, a real big Juggalo. And I said, what is that? What are you talking about? She said, he's even got the jacket. And so I wanted to understand a lot more because, well, I hadn't really seen my cousin Brett for like a decade, so I didn't know anything about him. But I asked her to ask him, and he said he had to, at the time, I don't know, send in something, box tops. I don't know how he got the jacket anyway, but I think you only get the jacket when you're like seriously down, as a down-ass ninja. That's another thing, is like the vernacular of this group is like so wonderful. I called Fago on the phone today, and because I was just dying to know. And if you see the bottles they have over I mean, I can't wait to drink one. Is there a lot of them? Can you just buy them? Can you just buy them without the booze?
Yep.
How much do they cost?
$1.
Fuck. There goes my money. I'm buying all that orange. And I said, I asked the receptionist. I said, are you? Do you guys have like a party line or like a an opinion that Fado has about people calling about Juggalos? Because I'm sure they get interviews, and also, I mean, honestly, I'm sure they're partially in business still because of this group. Because when I was growing up, we had Fago in Ohio. You don't have it here, I don't think. But that shit was like 69 cents, and it was like 3 liters. It wasn't even 2 liters. And you would buy so much of it. And it was pretty, I remember being kind of bad like RC, but, and she said, you know, we're aware of the Insane Clown Posse and Juggalos, but we don't have an affiliation or comment on them. Otherwise, she was like really mum. So it sounded like maybe, perhaps, she had been she had been told maybe that was what to say. I have some really bad news. I have 3 really bad stories. We'll just get those out of the way now. We'll call them Jugga tragedies. Man, but Jenny, I was so glad that she, because she's doing pretty much the exact opposite that I'm doing. I'm going to tell you just more about my personal experiences with Juggalos, but the fact that she did all that research and was into it, and I love that so much. Because it goes back to just anything being so ridiculous that examining the ridiculousness is like doubly ridiculous. There was a death on May 11th, 2008 of a Juggalo baby named Annabelle Lotus, and there is video footage and radio interviews that you can find rather easily on the internet. And the mother's name, Juggalette Jules, was unaware that she was pregnant, and she continued her self-proclaimed hobbies of smoking herb, taking Xanax, and drinking. That was the quote I said. So she gave birth to this baby, which then died 13 minutes after it was born, and they threw the baby a Juggalo-themed funeral. And there are so many pictures of this. It's so weird. And then she gives all these interviews telling about how she believes like the hospital killed the baby, but she did admit to doing all those drugs and stuff, which is, that's a total drag. And then there is, in 2006, early 2006, a man named Jacob Robita, he was 18 years old, he went into a gay bar in Massachusetts and attacked 4 men, one with a hatchet, and then the other ones, I think they had like a knife. And no one died there, but then he left, and he drove to West Virginia, and he picked up a 33-year-old woman that he met on the internet, and then they had plans to go to Mexico. But they got caught in Arkansas. He got pulled over by a police officer, and he shot the police officer and killed him.
Yeah.
And then, whoa. Now I'm down with the frown. Sorry about that. So, and then he killed the girl that he picked up from West Virginia, and then he killed himself. Well, he didn't. He tried to, but it didn't really work right away, so they airlifted him somewhere, and then he died. But then, after they did research, they found out that, indeed, he was deep in the Juggalo. Very much a Juggalo. And, like Jenny said, the ICP came out and said, you know, we have nothing to do with this kind of thing. But there was a lot of speculation that perhaps he was killing gay people because maybe the Bible, like, he was misinterpreting the message. Or he was just nuts. And then, 2 years ago, this story was really popular, the decapitation on the Greyhound bus in Canada. Do you guys remember this at all?
Yeah!
Well, that was traveling from Alberta to Manitoba, and the guy who got decapitated was a Juggalo. His name was Garnett Caton, and it was said that the guy who did the decapitation thought he was satanic. And then he was obviously, like, a little off-kilter anyway, but he's no joke, no doubt. So, Juggalos can do some law-breaking, but then again, could also be decapitated. In 2009, I went to the Juggalo gathering in Cave and Rock, Illinois. A friend of mine and I saw the commercial. I don't know if you guys saw the commercial for the last one, but it was so good, because it was long, and they just kept adding more and more great things to what was already great. And there was a little bit of Carrot Top, and J.J. Walker, and Helicopter Rise. And it just went on and on. It was like, I couldn't even wrap your head around how crazy this thing would be. So my friend, who did a piece for This American Life once, called the Juggalos and said, I work for NPR. No, I said, I work for This American Life. Can we get a press pass? And they were like, yeah. So they gave us two passes to go in. And these things were expensive. Like the ones you have to buy, like the ticket for the 3-day weekend, I think it was like $250 or $300. So we drive down there. It was a really long drive. Haven Rock, Illinois is really beautiful. Super economically depressed, but there is actually a cave in a rock. And apparently it was used by gangsters to store things in. It's right on the river. If you're open-minded, you'll love Haven Rock, Illinois. So we went, and we were both pretty terrified, because we didn't know what it would be like. We thought it would be a lot of people who would probably beat us up, because we're not very tough at all. So we, like, anticipated probably getting beat up. And then, you're in your mid-30s, like, do people still beat you up? Probably. Maybe. So we went during the day. I mean, we stayed at night just for a little bit, but we stayed at a hotel about an hour outside. Luckily, all of the acts were staying at this shitty hotel, too. It was the nearest hotel. And so we got to hang out with Tech N9ne for a little bit in a parking lot. And then, after the first night of the gathering, we talked to this kid for like 3 hours about the Bible and Juggalism and how it's all related. And man, we didn't record that, unfortunately, but it was wonderful. So, I'm just telling you about this, but I can't tell you anything about it. I'm really sorry. But I want to show you this video that we made at the gathering of us just interviewing people. Essentially, what I did was I had one of those little flip video cameras, and you'll see a microphone in it, but we didn't use the microphone because it didn't sync up. But I just essentially, I knew that the only way we were going to get good footage is if we really aggressively approached these people, so I just told them that I was from ESPN, and we just had questions for them, and I would walk up to almost anybody, and they were really responsive. They were happy to answer any questions, pretty much, about anything. There was a ton of open drug use. Everybody was drunk. We saw so many boobs. Only one group of people were, like, kind of mean. I don't remember exactly what they were so mad about, but I think my friend David had asked them where they were from, and they were like, you know, like, fuck your mother, or something like that. It was like, it wasn't even clever. So if we could watch that, I gotta get some water, because I'm dying of thirst. And I guess if you have any questions about it, I'll answer them afterwards, and then I'll talk to you more. I'll talk at you more.
It's young DT, I'm on the block with that raw, and it be singing like a hornet, just like Chris Paul. This purple's got me leaning, got me high as a hawk. There's these people keep screaming, have them outlined in chalk with that rifle, and the scope you see with the sight through. I'll chop you into pieces, and I'll turn you to mice through the mice pool.
The peace and love in the air, it's all about the family.
When you go fishing in the lake alone?
The official love? Yeah.
It is a motherfucking beverage that is refreshing and comes in every motherfucking flavor that you could imagine.
Yeah! I had my shoes, I was walking on here, I cut my foot open. Some juggalo was like, I'm gonna go find your shoes. And I sat down, and you came back like 10 minutes later.
Under the helicopter.
He was like, I got shoes for
under
you.
Under the helicopter.
Grape, orange, red cock, moments.
You brought your own.
Thursday?
Yeah.
You work in shirts?
It's so
Friday. I like last Friday.
Wave of Juggalo fanaticism hit, and it seemed like it was mostly people who were really mad at the Juggalos, or they just really hated the Juggalos. And at first I had to, well, actually I still do on that video, I police all the comments, because it's usually just people saying like really mean stuff, which is, I mean, sometimes justified, like the pregnant woman smoking, and the little kid who was drinking SoCo, and... Right. Well, if that's one, I mean, I do try to champion the Juggalos. I certainly want it to be like as unbiased as possible. But what did you say? Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. It's pretty bad. Well, did you hear the part where the one person says, "Well, do you think I don't really take that seriously?" Is that what you're saying?
Oh no, I said a little bit.
Oh. I don't. Okay. I mean, definitely. Like, first of all, I mean, is it okay to just show your boobs? It was so normal to show your boobs there. Or they were selling, like, you could pay people and they would show you their boobs. But women were definitely, like, second-class citizens, like, no doubt. It was weird in that way. And I remember we talked to one. Okay, well, I can bring this up now. The girl who, I don't know if you remember the video, she talks about how the guy fell asleep under the helicopter. Do you remember that girl? Maybe not, it doesn't really matter, but we started emailing her and I, and she lives in the suburbs of Chicago, and I actually tried to get her to come here tonight, but I think she was a little wary, because I think Juggalos are aware of all the people that don't like them or say bad things about them on the internet, and maybe to go into a public place. They don't usually want to do it, but my friend, Morgan, is willing to reenact the interview that I had with this girl, so we're going to do that now. So welcome Morgan to the stage, please. This one? Okay, good. She lives in the suburbs. She's really nice, and if I look at her other YouTube videos, and there's a really good one. It's like 3 minutes long, and she's listening to Cypress Hill with another girl, and they're smoking a whole lot of pot in this car. And I think I might have brought it up. I'm sorry. I'll just start. What is your name and age?
Nicole, a.k.a. Prophet Child, and I'm legal.
Where do you live?
Out by Joliet.
What do you do for a living?
I work at an insurance company, as I said in the video.
Well, you consider yourself a juggalette, right?
Till I'm 6 feet deep.
How long have you been a juggalette? How old were you when you started listening to ICP?
It's maybe the seventh year of being down, and just to let you know, it's not just ICP, even though it started with that wicked shit. It's everything off Psychopathic Records and more. I started listening to their music when I was in sixth grade, but I wouldn't consider myself down until seventh grade.
Are most of your friends juggalos or juggalettes?
Yes, they're my family.
Do you ever get hassled for being a juggalette?
Yeah. I'm actually the only juggalette in the whole area, and I was the only one at my school, but nobody fucks with me because they know that I would tear them apart. Other than that, and random people saying it's childish or dumb, but fuck them, because I never ask for anybody's opinion, and I ain't gonna stop from loving what I am.
From a lot of the feedback I've gotten about the video and photos, a lot of people are really angry about juggalos and juggalettes. But why do you think there's so much hostility towards you guys?
Because they're jealous, and they don't have the love that we have. People are ignorant. There is honestly no reason to hate on us. We're gonna fuck your ass up if you cheat shit or you diss our family. It really gets me that people think that we're all druggies and low-life scum fucks. Well, I would like to know, like, what kind of lives they lead. It's all in labeling, and not one juggalo or juggalette is exactly the same. Or is it because I'm lost here? Or because it's hard as fuck to make an economy in living today? No. Just because they're a juggalo or a juggalette makes them that way? I really disagree with that shit. And on top of it, no matter what situation they're in, they'll always be fucking accepted. I myself have taken family that needed shelter or food or a cigarette, shit, even smoke a blunt. That's what it's really all about, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, and knowing that there are tens of thousands of ninjas out there that got your back like a tap.
It seems to be that juggalos couldn't care less about the people that criticize them. Would you agree with this?
Definitely, and I'll tell you why. Because everyone ain't down with it, ain't shit to us. If you disrespect us or you think low of us because we're different than you, then that's your problem. The world is ridiculous, and everybody's always got to have a problem with someone else for some reason. Well, check nuts, bitch, because what? We're never going to die, never going to fade, and they're pissed because they know that. We feed off hate, so bring it on, and I'd love to split your wig.
Cypress Hill. Are you worried about your parents or employer seeing the video?
I forgot about that. No. I smoke pot, weed, and I am very proud to be a stoner.
Well, can you please describe your family living situation? I mean, how many members do you have in your family? And do you get along with them all?
Well, my parents are divorced for somewhat of a long time now, and I live with my mom, and my sister's away at college, but she's my everything. Me and her get along real good. I also live with my stepdad, but I also get to see my real dad, my padre, every other weekend, and he actually just had a baby sister, which is my half-sister, 2 years ago with my stepmom, Kelly. It's hard to describe my family other than chaos and a lot of fighting.
Why do you always type using so many Z's?
I don't know.
Well, do you have a boyfriend? If so, what's his name, age, and what does he do?
No. But looking for a juggalo or juggalette, holla!
Do you feel that there are more or less juggalos than 2 years ago?
Definitely a lot more, which in some ways is bad because they don't know what it's all about. And I hate going places and seeing someone reaping a hatchet bin, and I'm like, woo woo! And I'm like, what up, fam? And they just look at you. I'm gonna smack them across the face. Fuck off if you can't feel what I'm saying.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I can only hope.
Well, do you consider yourself a happy person?
Pretty much. I'm really crazy, and I don't give a fuck about anything, really. So there's no reason not to have a grin on my face.
Well, did you have a good time at the gathering?
Oh, yeah. I, like, can't even, like, explain the good times I had and the love that I've got. I'm just smiling thinking about it.
Well, can you please describe your best memory of the last gathering?
I think ICP always gets me, but I was so damn close and the Faygo was getting poured on me and it was just amazing. And then afterwards, I walk around screaming the lyrics to their songs and all the ninjas get pumped up.
Would you say that most juggalos still like ICP, or have they gravitated toward other similar acts like Dark Lotus or Tech N9ne, etc.?
I think it all goes hand in hand with each other because ICP is in Dark Lotus as well as on every other Psychopath Records pretty much. More since they added the AMB though, and the ABK wasn't on it for a while, but like Twisted and ICP have done songs with Tech, and it's like all about family love. You can certainly favor an artist, but more than that, if you don't like ICP, if you're not down, you're a fake motherfucker.
How does it feel to be a woman at the gathering? I mean, do you feel like you get adequate respect from juggalos?
I'm a juggalette, so I felt right at home. I think a lot of people wonder about that because there's like a lot of vulgar things towards girls in the songs, but honestly, I love it. I think that the respect to a certain level to the juggalos know that we're on the same level as they are, and one of the homies, and not just like a prissy bitch.
How was camping at the gathering? I mean, did the garbage or trash bother you in any way?
You know, it bothered me a little bit because like of how scrubby I was, but I showered every day. But the mud was everywhere, and I ate my flip-flops like 5 times, and I left with my homie's shoes. But other than that, it was not bad at all, and I think everyone should camp because it's part of the experience. The trash, on the other hand, is disrespectful, because I heard that they didn't want us to come back next year because of the garbage. But I looked, and like all the garbage cans were full always. So what do they expect?
Well, did you take a shower in the shower trailer? I mean, if so, what was it like?
It was so fucking cold. And I had to wait in a long line in the heat, and then I was kind of pissed off in the mornings because everybody's gonna clean themselves. And a lot of other good shit went down, too.
What was your favorite group at the gathering?
Fuck. That's a hard question. I don't know that I have an answer. ICP and Twisted tore it up, and so did Blaze and Tech did. I don't know, everyone.
How did you get into ICP and become a juggalette?
Through my first boyfriend. And I can proudly say that every person I dated was a juggalo or juggalo.
Please describe the last meal you ate.
Well, I'm a fat kid, so I try and eat good. I had a chicken Caesar salad.
What are your current favorite movies?
Damn. I love movies. Big Money Hustlers, of course. House of a Thousand Corpses is another one of my favorites. Half Baked. How High? Pineapple Express. I'm gonna keep going.
Do you watch television? If so,
No, I fucking hate TV and all the drama bullshit. If I watch anything, it's fighting or family night once in a while.
What music have you been listening to lately?
Shit. Psychopathic Records, duh. Other than that, Strange Music and Serial Killing Records.
Do you drink Faygo all the time or just at the gathering?
I drink Faygo every chance I get to taste that sugary goodness. I love getting Faygo showers at anything. They don't really sell it out here though, because I live in the boondocks.
I would suggest, if you guys are interested in this a lot, enough to maybe want to go to the gathering, to go, seriously, because I think they're gonna be really nice to you, and I think you'd have a really good time. These are some photos of that I took at the gathering, and I guess we could go as fast as, is there no way just to switch them? Yes. Oh, is it arrow, maybe? Look at all these people helping. I don't know any juggalo jokes. A fake juggalo is called a juffalo, I think. Jenny, can you back me up on this?
I see it on. Yeah, it is a juffalo.
Can someone give me some more juggalo terminology? Is there a shruggalo? Throw me a word and I'll give you the juggalo equivalent.
Penis.
Okay, these guys, she's pregnant, and it looks like he might have a... Is that a Public Enemy shirt? I don't know what kind of shirt that is, but he's got a Hatchet Man necklace, and they're drinking some water, he's got some tattoos. Look how friendly they look. If you guys have any questions, just shout them out. This guy was from Russia. I'm fairly certain, if I remember correctly, it was St. Petersburg. But I don't know if he came to the country, I can't imagine, for the gathering, but he was the one telling the story about how he had no means to get to the gathering. And they met him on the street, and he had this fucked up sign, it was in two pieces, and they picked him up. And he got there. That's like a sign that just says Faygo on t-shirts, pointing that way. These two girls were super nice, and I met them outside of when we first went in. And they caught so much hell on the internet. And I feel pretty bad about, like, I mean, I wanted to do everything as unbiased as possible, but people really, like, went wild on some of these. It's kind of unfortunate. Some ninjas repping something. Some dudes. Looks like a... Is that a Prius? What's Wicked Clown? Oh, that's what the sign was. Okay. And I was outside of this liquor store in Little Village a couple weeks ago, and I had never seen so much gang, people throwing gang signs. Terrified me. Sorry about that. I think she's getting her hair braided, probably. Maybe a hair wrap, if they still do hair wraps. That looks like a View. Who makes the View? Does anyone know? With a Hatchet Man sticker that takes up most of the back window. Grimtown, we roll hard. A lot of homemade banners on sheets. That dude has a juggalo tattoo on his chest for the rest of his life. Okay.
What?
Is that image something in particular? Okay. It could do a crime. These guys are awesome. They're totally old. Older. I'm sorry, I should have just said older. But they got a giant plastic jug of whiskey and a huge container of pretzels and a Halloween mask hanging from their rearview mirror. It's not like we posed this. We just came by and said, can we work from ESPN? Can we take your picture? And they were so happy. Go ahead. Some more. Juggalos. These guys were kind of not terribly friendly. But man, what a mess. We came back later too, and it was like 10 times worse. I believe there's another picture later with that. It's just garbage everywhere. Those are those guys, that one guy who yelled, his name was Gertie from Salem, Ohio. And we found out later that these are actually like pretty serious amateur backyard wrestling guys in the Youngstown, Ohio area. Whoa, she's kind of neat looking. Just some juggalettes there. Okay, Midway Grill. They have a lot of these food places. This is probably the least interesting of them all. This is fucked up. All right, the fresh roasted corn killer munchie slob on the cob, bitch. I'm pretty sure it says at the very bottom, "Shut up and eat, you fuck." Welcome, juggalos. Welcome, juggalettes. This is the sign that was pointing at the trailer of the guy that was selling the jumbo bitch beaters. Seriously, and then the other guy goes, "You hit a bitch with that, she ain't getting back up." I mean, like, right. Jeez Louise. Go ahead. Okay, these guys were selling jello shots for their friend who I believe was in the hospital. And they have a whole cooler, and I'm sure they made a fortune. That guy's just probably stoned. Okay, she's selling pictures of her E-sized titties for a buck. And maybe you just see them. And then the other one's selling her pictures showing her boobs for $2. I think. Okay, there's a shower shack. And people used it. But on the internet, it's funny, people are always like, "Looks pretty empty." You know, like this. Because they thought no one was showering. Lethal sodomy. you know. Don't even need to go anymore. That's just all you need to say there. I don't remember him, but he, I mean, he looks totally awesome. Looks like he's got a backstage pass of some sort on. Kind of a gut. I got a gut. So. Cooking the food. They got mad at me for taking this picture after I took it. Looks like they're going to batter some corn dogs. I eat that stuff. Man, that stuff's tasty. Bugs by the light. I believe this is the next day. Some juggalos. With braids, natty light cans, crack art smashed up, thrown on the ground. Dark Lotus tattoo. See that? It just tugs at the heartstrings in a way. These guys, I have an affinity for Oklahoma. I just went there for the first time like 2 years ago, but I really got fucking ass. Those Sooners. Horns down. So, the fact that there is a contingency of Sooner fans at the gathering, and I had them do the horns down symbol, because that's when you're against Texas, that's a big rivalry, Texas, and they were so happy. And that got all over, like, Sooner's message boards, too, like, they were so into it. I mean, this guy has a tent, and it says, "I eat pussy" on it, and then there's a speech bubble, and it says, "I totally do," and I was going to take a picture of the tent, and he ran out of nowhere. He said, "Wait, I got to get in front of it," and then he sat down right where it says, like, make it look like him saying, "I totally do." I mean, people were having sex, like, pretty openly. We saw some people having sex. That guy's just asleep. It's like, you know, 1 in the afternoon. Bay Area ninjas all the way from the West Coast. That's another thing I mostly thought, and I still do think that the majority of the juggalos are from the Midwest, but I guess there are small groups scattered around the country. Another juggalo graffiti banner. That guy's got 6 liters of Faygo at one time. It's so awesome. Oh, was there? They have 4?
Yeah.
2 threes and a 2.
Oh, I see it now. Jesus. I thought he had a Faygo shirt on for a second. God, that's great. So, I love this for some reason. Funnel cake, taco, and boat. And I asked what it was, and they were just like, "It's like a taco boat." And it's just like a big mess of my edible shell and that goo in there. This guy is kind of awesome because he obviously doesn't belong there. He's like just trying to make some money. And he's selling these ICP shirts that they're not like ICP. They're shirts of him. Pictures of him with ICP. Like really poorly transferred onto these shirts. And like, look at this. That one he's wearing, it's just him and like one of the members. The tube makeup better than airbrush up, but I think you could get your face painted there. I think they were doing that. Young kids in love. Looks like she might just be wearing a bra and enjoying the gathering with the family. This guy's sign says, "In debt with dealers, save a ninja's kneecaps." Anything like that. And I mean, like, I don't doubt it. Okay, that guy's a a member of a rap group called the Dayton Family, I found out. And I don't think that's a Hatchet Man tattoo, I think that's just drawn in there with marker, but she was super willing to show us her boobs. And sometimes you would come across those people where I'd say, I'm from ESPN, like, how do you like The Gathering? They'll say, that's pretty good, you want some of my tits? And we talked about it first, and we said, should we say no? And you can't really, you know, like, because that would probably make someone no. So we'd say, yeah, go ahead. So I have a lot of pictures of boobs, but I think I blacked them out. I'm real courteous. This guy has a college jersey dancing bear dead end shirt. He obviously goes to festivals and sells food. It's cool. Yeah, it says go ahead. I don't know. Look at the, if you can see it, the expression on this guy's face as he's pinching her nipple. And she's got that sign that says, guess what's in the can next to it. This is the girl who was in the video, she was from the Cleveland Titty Committee. Go ahead. Seriously, his license plate says Juggalo. But Juggalo was probably taken, so he had to go L-O-W. This guy's putting the makeup on, that's a good style, I like that one. That shirt says, it ain't rape if it's dead. There were two black people, the Juggalo, that's one of them. But he was super great, and he gave me a really great drawing of like a helicopter. He was one of my favorite guys that I met there, because he was kind of out there. That's the smoking pregnant lady. And man, people were so mean to her on the internet too, but like, you shouldn't be smoking when you're pregnant. Like, the test results are in. It's bad. Some Let's, I think she might have had a baby. Judging from the stretch marks. Is that bad to say? It is? See, so I'm even a jerk.
It's nothing bad to say.
Thank you.
That's a sanctuary, guys.
I'm sorry. I don't feel terrible. Empty stage. Keep going. More Juggalos. More Juggalos. More Juggalos. That was the guy yelling off the Faygo flavors. That's the interview girl that Morgan did.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah, yeah, she's really nice.
We
need a
dinner.
Oh, so it's funny, when I asked Morgan to do the interview, she said, they're not going to think I'm a juggalo, are they? And I said, I don't think so. More juggalos. These guys had a bunch of women that you get to take a picture with them, if you show them their boobs. It wasn't popular, that's for sure. That guy is he was an artist performing, but I don't remember his name exactly. He was signing boobs there. These guys have, sorry about that. Are you guys mad at me? Oh, I'm so paranoid. His sign says Reese's Cups, and it says R-E-E-S-E-S Cups. And bottled water. But they were actually selling a lot of stuff. That guy has a sticker on his shirt that says quarantine. Some signs on the car. Should we wrap up the pictures? Are they boring at this point? These guys just go back. These were all like fraternity paddles, but they're painted with Juggalo stuff, and people were buying them for $25. Free tries. Yeah, why don't I have one? That's the messy campground that the other people had left. They were sitting on before, but this is kind of common. And other than misogyny, I would say one of the worst things is the intense dislike for Mother Earth that the Juggalos seem to have. Looks like they're enjoying beer and some Chef Boyardee out of the can. Necro Bestiality for sale. And there's no sign under that says for sale. Looks like they made that sign out of tinfoil. Hatchet Man in the back window. Oh, that's the last one. Okay. Those are the photos from The Gathering. Thank you very much. I don't know how it happened, and I certainly was reluctant on my part to become an authority on Juggalos, because it happened, like, for the last year I've been doing interviews on the radio and talking to, I mean, like, Time Out Chicago. Like, I've talked to, like, maybe 20 or 30 different people publicly just about Juggalo. And I guess I'll continue to do it, though. I hope it's not just what I do for the rest of my life. I have an email from a juggalette, but I don't think I'm going to read it. It's kind of long. It's really inspiring, but I think it would be better maybe if... I would just like to say, I think I have a little bit of juggalo in me, because I think these people are... They're alienated. I had to move around a lot as a kid, and so I had to go through a lot of different school systems. I went in, you know, my 12 years of going to school, I went to 9 different school systems, and it was really hard to meet people over and over and over again. So I've always kind of felt like an outsider. When I went to the gathering, it was really like I understood where they were coming from. And I don't think it's all that terrible. I think in a way it's wonderful that there's no other group that is so inclusive and so accepting of other people. And it seems like... Well, but did you know from the interview, it seemed like that girl, like, knew her place?
What?
Well, no, she said, well, I said, it's okay, then disagree with me, but I said, when I asked her, I said, are you upset that it seems like you treat her wrong? She said, no, I'm a juggalette. Like, that's the impression I got from her. She did.
I think this is a great time for us to two things.
We just opened up a dialogue.
So
this is my favorite part of the night.
Let's have Derek finish your closing statement. We're gonna have Derek finish his closing statement.
What were you gonna say, Fred?
I'm gonna say wait.
Oh yeah, no. If you guys say something, if you think, I mean, I'm a little dumb. Like I miss stuff all the time.
There was a lot of drug sales.
Like there weren't dudes selling like grilled cheese sandwiches.
No. Or like selling hacky sacks or anything like that. No, I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Huh? Reese's Cups, yeah. There was actually someone had made a menu where they were selling items from a kitchen, but they got closed down. Maybe there's like a food licensing thing there, I don't know. But I mean, I think, just to wrap it up, I'd say, if someone asked me if I was down with the clown, I'd check the yes box. For sure.
Derek Irvin, everybody.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.